I often say that we as Americans, no matter our race, religion, or region, have so much more in common than what separates us. And among what we have in common is a love of country and a belief that we as Americans should solely be responsible for the choosing of our elected leaders and the fate of our democracy and who will be the president of the United States. And I think of us then as being a large and diverse family, the American family. And like any family, we have issues and fissures that are legitimate and run deep and provoke potent reactions. We have a history of slavery in this country. We have a history of Jim Crow, of lynchings, of segregation and discrimination. And indeed, we have a lot to do to repair and to recover from the harm of the past and some harm that continues today. But let's be clear, someone else came into our house, into the house of this country, the family of who we are as Americans, and they manipulated us, and they are an adversary, and they provoked us, and they tried to turn us against each other. The Russian government came into the house of the American family and manipulated us. And we must take this seriously in that context and understand that when we debate, as we did in 2016, one of the most important debates that we have, which is who will be the leader of our country, the Russians exploited our nation's discourse to play into our deepest fear. And as leaders, I believe then it is incumbent on us to speak to the American people about how we can solve this urgent national security threat. I believe first we must act urgently to bolster our country's defenses, like our election infrastructure and cybersecurity, a bipartisan issue that we have been working on in a bipartisan way. I thank Senator Lankford and many of our colleagues throughout the work that we've been doing on the Secure Elections Act. But second, I believe we need to make sure that the American public recognizes who is trying to sow hate and division among us, so that the American public can rightly identify and see it for what it is, an attempt to exploit our vulnerabilities for the purpose of weakening our country and our democracy.